Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm very excited about my guest today. We actually have a winner of the show on the podcast. So Trishelle, I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Yes. I have to get, you know, before we jump into this episode, which was fun, I have to get your thoughts on Wes going out last week. What were your, I guess, thoughts on his game? Was it what you sort of expected from Wes or, yeah, give me your sort of thoughts.
He came in at a huge disadvantage not being there from the very start. And so I hated that. I really did. I just thought that, you know, those three, it was just going to be like an uphill battle from the beginning. And so I was just really bummed about that. But I thought that Wes did okay. I think that he was trying to lay a little bit low in the beginning, like in the very start, and then he was going to dial it up a little bit, which is kind of like a good game plan, I think, for traders. But going against Boston Rob is like the worst move he could have done. I'm surprised that he outwardly said that. He could have just kept that information in his pocket and used it later.
I wonder if it's because Derek was pushing for it, and I think Wes did maybe want to keep it for, like, don't do it right away. So yeah, I think also he just didn't seem to have the social capital. The girls did not love him. What did you think about them saying he was like aggressive? Like, you know, Wes, like, did they just not get him because they're not used to him, or what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you just have to kind of know Wes to appreciate his personality. And I think that he just like will rub people the wrong way, but he's also like very sarcastic. So people don't really, that doesn't translate well with new people. And also, I'm just surprised. I find him so hilarious and lovable. And I like that about him. I don't think he's aggressive at all. I thought that was just like kind of wild, but they just don't understand him.
Yeah, it's also like, it's a thing where like, you're playing a game, so you do have to be aggressive at times, right? Do you think Wes would have fared better if there was another challenger in there? Because he did go also, he's the only one.
Yeah, for sure. If he had somebody else, it would have helped him a lot. Even though CT and Bananas and I weren't like super close, just having someone from the same background, even if you're not on the same page all the time, is very, very helpful. He would have done a lot better. But I really thought that he and Derek and Rob, because they came in together, would have really just had each other's backs. And I was just completely surprised. We can get into that later about Rob's game move.
Yes. Before we jump in, I'm curious, you've been in reality TV for so long too. Like, have you crossed paths with the rest of the cast? Anyone on this cast?
Oh yeah. Boston Rob, I believe we played poker together. Within the same realm of reality. I really like him. I'm trying to think who else.
I
just feel like I know of everyone because I've watched everything. So like, maybe not. I just feel like I know everyone.
Okay. Well, I want to get into the traders. We start out in the turret after Wes's banishment, and they're again, not on the same page. It's a mess in there. What do you think of these traders? Are they all bad or some of them bad, or like, they're just a mess. They hate each other, essentially, is what it seems.
Well, I think Carolyn is doing a great job. Like, no one susses her because she just, from the very start, she was exactly how she is. She's quirky and weird, and like, she's continued to be quirky and weird. I think Danielle is one of the worst traders that I've ever seen. She's pretty terrible. Parvati and Dan weren't that good either, but like, I thought Danielle made a lot of questionable moves. I think it was last episode whenever she didn't choose her own picture, and then she did something weird. Expressions are very telling. I think that, so with her, I think that Brittany actually knows that Danielle's a traitor.
I agree.
And I think Brittany clocked her, and Brittany's now kissing her ass and dancing around with her and, you know, being very, because she knows that that's her traitor angel. Like, if she has a traitor in her pocket, she's less likely to get murdered. And so I think a lot of people have sussed out Danielle that are gamers. And so they're just going to like let her coast to the end and then vote her out when they have to. Rob, his moves are like, my husband is just like, why would he do that? And I'm like, he doesn't want to be there. He wants to go home. He went for the paycheck and he wants to leave and make a big splash. Rob is very smart. I don't think that he knows that this is not going to serve him well to vote out Derek. I mean, all these murders were directly related to him and people that he had beef with. And then him calling out Bob the drag queen in the beginning, I thought that that was just completely like such an aggressive move. I think that Rob got paid a lot to be there. And to be honest, splitting $250,000, even with two people, is not a lot of money whenever you're getting paid probably that to go and be there. And I think that he's just making a show. I think he's just...
You're not wrong. You could be right. Like, I didn't even think about that. But okay, well, one thing I want to touch on, the Traitor Angels thing, because I saw Wes was on Johnny Bananas podcast and talked about it. And he, again... people can just say this after the show, but maybe this is true. He said that he knew Rob was a traitor at that point, but like didn't see the need to like go after him right away. But then Derek wanted to, so they kind of just did.
Yeah,
is the game? Yeah, I think I believe that too. Do you think the game is a little broken at this point? Like, if this is something that's going to continue to happen every year, it's kind of like not as fun to watch because, like, you know, people aren't like, Wes is laying back, Brittany's laying back, because Sandra, I mean. Yeah. What do you think about this traitor? Like, do they have to switch something up in the rules, or?
I think they're going to have to switch something up for sure. Or they're going to have to, they're going to have to make some incentive for people to vote out traitors maybe before or early or whatever. They're going to have to do something because it is, I thought that too. And I was just like, oh man, it's such a good show. But like you said, I feel like that's kind of like breaking up and people are just, we know too much now. And so maybe not the first season, but definitely on our season, we started to understand. That's why people were like, oh, why does Trishelle want to keep Parvati knowing she's a traitor and get Phaedra out? I'm like, numbers, like people, numbers. Like no one understands strategy. These people, like I had to get off Twitter because of a number of reasons, but people are so stupid. I'm just like, okay, like you're watching these reality shows, but there is definitely a strategy to it. And I think that it's been mastered already. So for the next season, they have to do something different.
I think I'm with you on that. I'm also I'm still shocked that there's people, I guess I'm not that shocked, that there's people on the show that are still like burning votes. I'm like, haven't you like got it by now that that's kind of stupid? I don't know. That's driving me nuts as well, which we'll get into later. But like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Dylan burning a vote, like Rob was pissed.
That was so stupid. I don't know. I think people get scared and they don't want to be like on the wrong side of a vote, but it looks more suspicious to burn a vote. I feel like, you know, MJ did that a lot on our season. It was very annoying. It was just like, go with the group. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, in the turret, so Rob was pushing Derek. I think Derek knew this was coming. I think we all were like, okay, this is, I don't think that was Rob's smartest move. Cause it, again, we find out why, but do you think Danielle should have, did she do enough and Carolyn to maybe not let Rob get his way? Or do you think at that point you kind of just have to go along with what Boston Rob wants?
I mean, I feel like they gave Danielle like a bunch of names and she kept saying no, no, no.
That's true.
To everyone, but she had to pick someone. But I think that it was kind of smart of Danielle though to allow him to murder, Rob to murder Derek, because it just put Rob just so much on the map, you know? And so I think it was ultimately smart for the girls.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Because I mean, Danielle.
Back to her.
Right, like, right.
Oh, I feel like it's just, I don't know. I'm still just so shocked. Like Rob's moves, he just wanted to go home. Like you cannot convince me otherwise.
I do. You don't think he's a little bit competitive though? He probably didn't. He definitely didn't want to go out first. He's probably like, yeah, this is the mid game. It's okay. Or
it would just be the weirdest game move ever to make those three. He didn't have to do any of this. You could have murdered Dolores. I'm waiting for them to murder Dolores. I'm like, Dolores is actively trying to get the trip. Murder her. Like, she was, Dolores is like the me of the season. Like, they should have murdered her a long time ago. She's going to start clocking people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of this, the prize money, because let's be real, a lot of the people here don't, you know, this is like nothing to them. They already got paid probably more to even be there.
Yeah.
Is that something that we have to change in this cast a little bit, especially if we're not playing with, like, in the UK, it's a lot of like normal people, quote unquote, normal people.
Yeah.
This is all reality stars. A lot of people are wealthy. Some maybe aren't, but I feel like the prize money thing is still like, there's something we got to fix there too.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that $250,000 is just like not a lot of money, period. And so especially whenever you have to, you are splitting it unless you are the traitor. And so if you're, and also if there's like five faithfuls at the end, that's like nothing. Yep. Yeah. They have to change that.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping going into next season, we make a few tweaks. But yeah. What did you think of Derek's game before we sort of wrap him up? Any thoughts?
I actually thought that his game was a little bit like mine too. I thought that he was like very like wanting to get numbers. He was just like, you know, we have to have numbers. And that's, and it's true. You can't really like go and say a bunch of people's names unless you're like really sure that you have the numbers. And so I think he was trying to do that. I think that he knew that he was going to get murdered soon. I think that he was just playing pretty hard. I liked his game though. I thought that he would have done really good as a traitor.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I feel like we've seen him lie on Big Brother and he was really good at it. So it's hard to say.
Okay.
Well, in terms of, you know, Danielle sort of went off and started crying a lot. And I think everyone's a little bit over the tears. I think they were like, he's not really dead. Like, but, what else?
She's doing way too much. Way too much. And she's so suspicious that I'm pretty sure that like a lot of people know that she's a traitor. But you know, and for that, it's just kind of like, why even stay in the game at that point? Like, I don't know. It's just kind of, she's going to have to do something to really get the stink off of her right now, I think. Like, she might have to murder Brittany, actually, and be like, why would I murder my closest ally? You know, she's going to have to do something.
I mean, I feel like they're setting us up for something to go down with them too, because now they're sort of getting back together. Yeah. And I'm like, this isn't going to end well. Something's going to happen.
Because Danielle's such a good player on Big Brother. But then again, you've seen like Dan and Parvati, how they were so great on their season. And then the traders, they had a really hard time with that role. So, I mean, it's shocking, because I was just like, when she was picked, I was like, oh my God, she's going to be amazing. Yeah.
It's so circumstantial too. Who are you with? What's the cast like? There's a lot of factors.
I guess she's not really vibing with the people that are voters. I mean, it's just so funny that they want to kill each other. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's good TV. I will say that.
Really good TV. I mean, oh my God.
What do you think about Dylan? Because like, all right, I see glimmers of hope with him, and I think he can be really good. But then he's like running back to Robin, saying anything, and like, I don't. What are your thoughts on Dylan sort of being Rob's best friend all the time?
He's a lot like Pilot Pete, I feel like, our season. I think that Dylan is really smart. And I think that he, again, knew that Rob was a traitor and that he wanted to keep him around. I think that there's a lot of people that know the traitors right now, and they're keeping them just for traitor angels. And you and I might know that, but like most of the people watching don't.
Okay. Interesting. I feel like
it's very obvious.
With Dylan, I wasn't sure. Cause like Dylan is smart, like you said. And so, but you have Tom Sandoval in there blowing up Rob's spot. Well,
I think he is just like, where am I?
Yes.
But no, with Dylan, something that was telling whenever he told Rob, he was like, you know, Derek said your name, but like, I'm not going to go around and tell everyone. Like, Dylan was like almost kissing his ass for like no reason. And it was almost like he was telling Rob that he knew, but he was fine keeping him secret. Like, I don't know.
I think you're right. And I think because he didn't even vote for Rob at the end or Brittany, I was like, he knows and just doesn't want to be involved. But he did tell Rob, he's like, Derek said you're a traitor and Brittany. Rob immediately was like, okay, Brittany's the next name I'm going to throw out because I need to throw out someone. Do you think that was smart, sort of going after Brittany? Obviously, it didn't work. He ends up leaving, but...
I do think it was pretty smart because, I mean, at least he had, like, Sierra convinced, you know, and that's one vote.
She was so convinced.
I know. She was really convinced. But, and I, like he said, you don't need everyone. You don't need unanimous votes. You just need the majority. And, you know, a couple people had burn votes, and that's kind of, like, almost what you kind of hope for in that situation. But... yeah, I mean, I was like, there's no way that Boston Rob survives another week. There's just like too much. So, I mean, I was kind of left because now we need something new.
Yeah. In terms of the mission, I will say, because I've been shitting on the missions and some of them are pretty stupid. This one, whatever. At least it was fun to watch. I love people freaking out about stupid shit like this. But yeah, I guess what did you think? You guys had like a gross... mission, right?
We did. Ours was pretty bad. Like, we were like in that cabin with like stuff all over us. We were also like in tunnels, pitch black with bugs and rats and all this other crap. But like, it was like very claustrophobic and we had to crawl around there. It was pretty hard. Like, that was a really hard one. I liked that mission. I love the theatrics. I love like
same.
Outfits and the dressing and everything. I thought they did an excellent job. The production value is super high. I love it. So I thought it was really cute. I was just surprised and disappointed that Chrishell gave up so early. I love her. I was like, she needs a shield. But I think that I feel like they're going to murder Dolores next.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not really sure. What do you think about them giving out so many shields? Did they give you out that many during your season?
No, like, I feel like it was only like maybe the first mission. I think there were three. And then after that, it was like most of them were like one or two.
Right. So I feel like they're giving out a lot.
They are. Yeah. It's like half the people got a shield. It's crazy. And I don't really like that because I feel like everybody should be up for murder.
I agree. I think that kind of, I get the sentiment, maybe do it here and there, but doing it like every time and giving so many shields, I don't know. I don't love that.
It has to be like some specific reason that producers wanted to do that though, to keep someone safe. I'm not exactly sure, but.
Oh, yeah. Good point. I did want to ask you about, because I also agree, like the costumes were like pretty cool. Is that something they have just on set, or they tell you ahead of time to bring certain things?
Both. They do have wardrobe on set that helps with the, with things, and they did give me like a lookbook, or give all of us a lookbook, to see like this is the vibe of like the castle and Scotland and the whole thing, and to pick our, you know, our outfits out accordingly. I feel like our cast did a better job of dressing like the Scottish castle vibes. I do like the fashion like on this one, I do, but I feel like it's not really like castle-y. Sierra's
Sierra always looks good, and I do think some of her outfits are super cute. But what the hell is Tom Sandoval wearing? He's wearing like a tracksuit.
Oh my god, he looks like Chris Angel, like the magician. He's just like always looks like a magician to me. He's so freaking weird. Oh my god, but I die. I think it's hysterical that Chrishell is just like always voting Tom.
Yes.
Didn't Dolores vote Tom too?
Yes. Yep. They were like,
I mean, like, he might accidentally get banished one night just because so many people just don't like him.
He's definitely on a redemption tour. He's like, it's like, finally, I'm getting respect. I mean, do you think this is going to change Tom's image at all? I have to say probably not. Right.
I don't think so, because it's just the stuff that he does. Like, he's douchey in his everyday life. It's not really who he can be, whoever he wants to be on a TV show for a little bit, but it's like all the stuff that he does on social media and whatever. I mean, no, I don't. I don't think that it's going to make anyone like him anymore.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that. I guess the mission was at least fun. It did come down to like a sudden death and they had to find a ring and all that stuff. The only person that pulled out was Chrishell. I was actually impressed that Sierra stayed. I think Rob talking her through it probably did help.
He did a great job. That was awesome. Yeah. And she did too, because like you could tell she didn't want to be there and it was like really terrifying for her, but like I was proud of her.
Same. Same. I was like, Dolores was not thrilled. It seemed like Dolores was okay, and then she was pissed afterwards. Like, what the fuck, Rochelle? Like, come on.
Yeah, she was. But Dolores, I love Dolores is like really wanting to play the game now. I mean, the end was like chilling to me. She was just like, you better murder me because I'm coming after you. I was like, oof. She's like,
okay, Dolores. Mafia. She's like the mafia. Yeah. Okay, well, so after the mission, Rob is continuing to throw Brittany's name out.
Yeah.
Sierra is very team Rob, like you mentioned. I wonder, like, we didn't really see when that switch happened because Sierra, I mean, her reads haven't been great all season, but like, this was obviously not a great read. She's like, why are you guys even asking Rob's? You know, he's definitely not. And I'm just like, Sierra, no.
It's just funny. It's like, I get that though. It's like whenever you are so laser focused and you become so convinced either way that someone is a traitor or isn't, and like, that's all you can think. And so mm-hmm. I mean, I understand. I thought that Brittany did an excellent job defending mm-hmm. herself at the round table. I was telling my husband, I was like, that is exactly what I would say. And I think that more people should actually say this when they are faithfuls, be like, you know what? And in 5 minutes when I stand up there, you guys are going to feel really stupid because I'm going to say I'm a faithful and you're all going to regret it. She was just like, yeah, you're going to come back tomorrow. And if I go home, you're going to be the same place. And so I thought that was like really good that she said that.
I was going to say, I thought she handled herself super well. Mm-hmm. And she made the point like, yeah, you guys are going to come back and have the same conversation about Rob tomorrow. Like, just do it now. And so I actually thought she might get more votes, but I think she only got two, I want to say.
Yeah, I think two. Sarah and Rob, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the three throwaway votes. And then, yeah, Gabby. I was just like, why is he even doing this? Like the Ephron guy, Dylan.
The Ephron guy,
Dylan. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't understand why he did that. It was just kind of like, I mean, I just think it's just because you don't want to put Rob's name down.
Yeah, I guess. But like, oh God. What did you think of Rob's argument? Because I thought the evidence was like pretty damning. And I thought, I guess that was the only thing he could say. Like, why would I do this? That's so obvious. But like, I don't think it was that strong of an argument. I don't know.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
I think he's trying to, whenever you are such a reality TV goat, you have to go so extreme to try to top the last show that you did. And so I think that he is making the most ridiculous moves ever on the Traitors, and that he just wants to see what he can get away with because it's fun and he's okay with going home. It's like so poker. Funny. And you know why I really believe that he was okay going home? Because he is a poker player and so am I. And it's like, we have the mentality of go big or go home. Nobody wants to get, you know, no one wants to min cash a tournament to just get your money back or cash a little bit. You want to get first place. Like, you want the big prize. And so I think it's like a risk reward thing for him right now.
That's a good point. Yeah. I think you could be right there. Brittany, I think, did a great job. Dylan even says Brittany's convincing as hell, which I thought was interesting. So maybe he was going to vote for her. Danielle and Carolyn, do you think, obviously they read the room correctly, but yes. I guess it could have went wrong if they didn't have the votes.
Feel like they could not wait to write Rob's name down. They were both like, oh my God. Yeah, Danielle was just like, I think that they're going to have to. You think that they're going to have to recruit someone, correct?
I was going to ask you. I think it's early enough that they want some new blood in there, right? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that this is the time now. I'm just trying to think, like, I feel like they would recruit Dylan.
I was going to say Dylan or Gabby because they both like both of them, I think, right? I don't know. Why Dylan? Would Dylan say yes? I don't know. He might pull a Pete.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would actually both say yes. I think Dylan, because he's like doing a really good job so far. Well, actually, you know what? They might. Danielle, her mind, she might actually recruit Brittany because Brittany has a little bit of stink on her. And so Danielle might just, I think Danielle has the mentality of anyone but me. And she's not loyal at all. And so like, she'll just like bring Brittany in so that she can throw her under the bus.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Who actually is kind of a good move.
It is. They did that with, I mean, that's what Dan's pitch to Phaedra was last season with Parv. He's like, well, she already has heat on her. Bring her in. I mean, I think he was lying to Phaedra, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Rob did enough? Like, should he have, I don't know, done something with Danielle and Carolyn to prevent them from voting for him that night? Or was it kind of just like too far gone?
Yeah, because he didn't really try to do much convincing, did he? Because whenever he was telling Carolyn, like, yeah, vote for Brittany, she was just like, why? No, that's stupid. And he just like kind of walked away. I mean, I would have closed that deal if I really wanted to. I would have been like, come on, like, I will, whoever you want to murder next, I'll murder them. You know, I would have just tried to make a deal with them. I think, yeah, he wasn't really trying to work with them. They need to
maybe.
They need to find someone who really brings them together. The two girls do, because like, I want them both to stay and I don't want them to go home. So, or get banished. So I want them to bring someone else and that's good.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're sort of convincing me now, like maybe Rob did sort of give up at the end, like whatever, like, cause he could have done more with, I don't know, or maybe not.
Since, yeah, he was just like trying to do some crazy moves and see what he can get away with. And, you know, if Rob wanted to win that game, I think he could have won.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay. I think he would have had a target regardless. And I do think them coming into the game late was interesting. Like, would you have run up and let Rob in the game and kick someone out?
No. But then I was just like, there's no way that they're wasting a Boston Rob like cameo, so they're gonna bring him back in. I would have been pissed though if I was like on the cast. I'd have been like, no, we already got rid of him, like, he's not coming back. I would have immediately told everyone to vote him out.
And you would be playing the numbers too, like, okay, one of these guys is a traitor,
yes,
like how many gamers are in there, like you do all that sort of meta math while you're filming, I'm assuming.
Yes, I do all of that. And that's like, I literally thought about it constantly, the game, like constantly, like as I was going to sleep at night. Like when I woke up, putting on my makeup, thinking about just running through scenarios constantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play again. It was so fun.
Rochelle, I have a feeling All Stars won't be too far down. Oh, I really, God. It was, I so think so.
Fun. I loved it.
What'd you think of Rob's exit? I mean, it wasn't as crazy as Wes's, but you know.
Oh, Wes's was amazing. I was screaming at the TV. I was like, oh my God. But Rob, no, I wanted Rob's to be better. And like, honestly, I thought that he was going to have a whole thing planned, but he was just like, peace. Yeah, I wanted it to be a little bit better, but I just love how excited everyone gets whenever they get a traitor out. It's just like, and it's almost like after you get a traitor, things kind of settle because it's almost like you're hungry and you've been fed. And so you kind of get a little bit lazy. You're like, okay, I can just relax. Like, let's banish someone who I just like don't want here, who's not fun, you know?
That's why I'm like, maybe Danielle and Carolyn skate by a few more weeks or days or whatever, because you're right. Yeah. They just got Rob. I wonder, who do you think people are going to be looking at next? If they know Rob is one, and Bob the drag queen, they have no idea Carolyn's a traitor, right?
I don't think they do. I don't think they do at all. I think that maybe Brittany still might. I don't know. I thought she had a good argument, but it's like once your name starts coming up, it's like hard to get rid of that, and people like just latch on. I mean, I wonder if people are going to start looking at Sierra again because her name was brought up. It's sort of like once your name is brought up, it's like easier just to circle around again.
For sure.
And look at more things. Yeah. And
so and you're Sierra, also not pissing off new people.
Right. Sierra and Brittany are going to have to like probably, I think, start like thinking of how to defend themselves. And yeah.
You brought up a good point with Sierra, though, because she also voted for Rob to stay, or she voted for Brittany, right? So like now she was seemingly protecting Rob.
That's a good point. And that might be an argument that someone brings up, honestly, probably Dylan.
I could see Sierra going soon now that you think, now that you say that. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. Cause okay. I really like her.
I love Sierra on Summer House too. I think she also, I had heard, I think she wrapped filming their reunion, which was really messy with that guy West she was dating right into this. And then basically got home and like started filming Summer House, like not too far. Like, I think there was like, she was back to back to back.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Okay. So Carolyn and Danielle now have to murder face to face. What did you think of this? First of all, do you think this is fun? They have to doing face to face.
I love it. I think that's so cool because like, honestly, people left the castle, like some people not knowing who the freaking traitors were. And so that sucks. I mean, or on our season, I think they all got told on this one, right? Because didn't they get letters like on the after show or whatever? I like that whole thing, the dramatics of them taking off the thing and handing the letter. I would probably be so nervous though to do that if I were a traitor. It just sounds so hard to be a traitor, honestly.
I think I'm like you. I would be like kind of, I don't know. I think Danielle and Carolyn are fine with it.
Yeah.
But me, I don't know. I wouldn't be great. So it could be Dylan. It could be Tom. It could be Chrishell, Dolores, Gabby, and Carolyn. Obviously it's not her. So you're thinking it's Dolores.
I feel like Dolores really is trying in this game to get traitors. And I feel like she has like good theories and she's throwing names out and everything. Like she's actually playing the game. Whereas like Gabby really isn't, you know, Chrishell's like, she's just fine voting Tom. Some people just aren't like that serious about it. I think she is. And I think Dylan is. However, I think that they could pull Dylan in easier than they can pull Dolores in.
That's the point.
I think that she's like headstrong and her mind can't be changed. And Dylan seems very easily swayed.
Good point. It seems like they also, I mean, Dylan did rat Danielle and Carolyn out to each other, but they still like, it seemed like they have good relationships with Dylan. So I agree. I don't think they're going to kill him. I could see, and they like Gabby. So I don't think they'd go, it's probably going to be Chrishell or Dolores. Tom is kind of like, yeah, he got this one right. But is he really a threat? I don't know.
I mean, there's always someone who's going to hate Tom. Like, just keep him there forever.
He'll get banished.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know who else I always forget about is freaking Sam. Ivar. I'm just like, those two. They were really funny on this episode, though. Like, I thought it was hilarious with the bugs and everything. But those are the people who kind of skate to the end and sneak to the end. And you don't really want to murder them because they're not doing too much. And you don't banish them because they're just like a good vote. I don't know.
Yeah. They're like clearly faithfuls. They did get up like one scene because they haven't gotten much airtime, but they had that one scene with like badminton or something. I'm like, why are they showing us this? And I think it's just be like, hey, these guys are still here.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God. So who do you think that they would recruit if they're going to recruit a traitor?
I think now that Brittany and Danielle are getting close again, I think she'd rather have Brittany on her side. So I could see, I don't know if Carolyn would go for that though. So if they have to agree, it could be Dylan, right?
Interesting, because in the turret, whenever they had that talk and Carolyn said, and Danielle's like, you know, I got your back. And she was, and Carolyn said, oh, more than Brittany.
Exactly. That's why.
So this is, I think, maybe a little foreshadowing. Maybe they will recruit Brittany.
Yep. Something's going to happen there. They're setting up, Brittany's getting way more airtime than she did the first five episodes.
I was like wondering because she's a big personality on Big Brother. I loved watching her. She was super funny. Like just gave great interviews. And I was like really sad the first few episodes. I'm like, where's my girl? But yeah, she's doing good now.
Yeah. I mean, it also, obviously as you whittle down, you get to show people more, but, But yeah, I'm glad we're seeing Brittany. I also just came to my head about Sam. They put like a snake around his neck, and I immediately thought of Britney Spears, and I was like, oh my God, Sam.
Me Britney too. Spears. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I did too. I was just like, of course he's not scared. He's like, you know, Britney with the snake. Yeah, that's so funny.
Why do you think Sam's here? He just wants to like build a career.
Yeah, I think that he probably thought it was going to be more like competitive physically, and he wanted to probably like showcase that. But I mean, instead, you just have your hand in cockroaches. Like, I mean, it's not. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Do you see Carolyn and Danielle getting to the end together as traitors?
No. I do not. No, they are going to turn on each other very quickly. They have no trust. They have no good foundation. That's why I think they need a third to kind of maybe put some balance in. But I do not think that they're going to get to the end together. No, I do think that once somebody starts talking about Danielle, and all the things that she's like, people at some point are not going to be able to ignore like the elephant in the room that she's a traitor. Like people at some point are going to be like, okay, like let's finally vote her out.
No, I agree with you.
She's so obvious. She's so obviously a traitor. Just all the blatant things. I'm like, but I understand why they keep her.
Yeah. I mean, everyone says she's sus. So like, you're right. At some point I think they'll be like, all right, let's just get rid of her. But
yeah,
I think they're keeping around. I don't,
they're keeping her around because why? You don't want to like keep getting, I mean, yes, you want to get rid of traitors, that's the game. However, the art to it is that you don't want to get rid of too many, because then you're recruiting random people and you're just like, wait, where am I again? Like, yeah,
you lose information.
Yes, it's just too hard.
That is another flaw in the game that I think is like, There is no incentive to necessarily get the traitors because they're just going to recruit. Then you fully lost the information. You have kind of to start from scratch. I mean, yeah, right? Like that's not really an incentive to get rid of people either.
Yeah. It's we need to figure that out for next.
Yeah. And I love the show. There's just like little things that I'm like, we could clean up a little bit.
Yeah. And I bet that they will. Like, I think that they know that this is a thing. And I think that with editing, they're really trying to hide it right now, that everyone kind of knows, because we all talked about it, like with Parvati and Dan. Well, actually Dan, yes. Cause everyone's just like, that guy is such a freaking traitor. Like, oh my God, he won't even like give one name out. Like but they never showed us talking about it.
Yeah, Janelle said she knew Dan was a traitor. Sandra said she knew Parvati was a traitor. And they all said they talked about it and it was never aired. So I agree. I think editing is sort of covering up some of that, which is interesting.
I mean, that weird move when Danielle didn't even pick herself and then put up Derek and then took him back and then acted all weird and then made another weird move. I was like, that is the most traitor behavior I've ever seen on any season on any show. Like, what is she doing?
My God.
It was spiraling. It was great television, but I was like, there's no way that they don't know that she's a traitor right there.
Yeah,
and then she's so suspect, like crying, the dramatic, like it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm rewatching BB7 right now randomly, and Danielle's on that, and she does do things where she'll throw out scenarios and kind of walk away, like almost like throw a bomb and then walk away. But it's interesting to watch that and then watch her here, because, you know, she hasn't played in a while, but she's great TV. I mean, bring her back every season. I love watching Mess.
Yeah, I enjoy her. I enjoy watching her.
And as messy as these traitors are, and people are like, these are the worst traitors, the faithful aren't that great either this season. Do you think the faithful have like might win over the traitors? Any thoughts?
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
I mean, right now, I think the only traitor that could win is Carolyn. I think she has a shot of winning. I guess it's like, it's less of, do I think the faithfuls are good enough? It's more, do I think the traitors can make it to the end kind of thing?
Good point.
Yeah. So good like, I don't know, like it, you can't really tell with editing though, like right now, as far as who knows who's a traitor, but it doesn't seem like anybody knows Carolyn is.
No. And honestly, I could see Carolyn getting to the end and people not throwing the rock because they would be like, she's never going to be a traitor. So I feel like if Carolyn goes out, another traitor, obviously Danielle throws her under the bus or something. Something has to go down.
Yeah.
No one suspects. I mean, I watched the like after show and everyone's like mind blown when they find out Carolyn was a traitor.
So, really? Actually, I haven't really been watching the after shows. But I did watch a video just now with Wes, and Wes was shocked that Danielle was. And I was like, how? Like,
really?
I think he was shocked. And I was just like, is he faking? I don't know. Like, because I think Wes is pretty smart.
Yeah. I mean, unless he thinks it's like a double bluff, like Danielle's acting so erratic that there's no way she can be a traitor.
Oh yeah. Double bluff. We had a lot of thoughts about double bluffs in our season two, but yeah, that is hard.
Yeah. Anyone like stick out this season, like that you're impressed with, or is it kind of like,
I think let me see. I like Dylan. I do like Dylan, even though he goes back and forth. I think that he knows a couple of the traitors, and I think he's just trying to like be mindful and like not get murdered. And that's like really the goal, is to not get murdered, right? Like Brittany's doing a really good job, I think, of that. Not throwing names out there too much and kissing butt where she needs to. And I think Carolyn's doing a good job as a traitor. I really do. I think she hasn't changed the way that she acts from day one. And I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Her facial reactions kill me. She's just so hilarious.
Yeah. She is so, so funny.
Yeah. In terms of this season, like, how do you think it's stacking up from the previous seasons? Obviously yours as well. Like, are you enjoying it? Are you like, it's kind of boring? Like, where are you at?
Oh, I love it. I'm always critical too, because when I do a show, I'm just kind of like, I have my experience in my head. So I'm like, nothing's going to top this. But like, honestly, I like this show as well. And I like it just as much as ours. Even though it's like a whole new cast, I think it's great. I thought that the last episode was one of the best episodes of reality TV that like I've ever seen.
Yep. I mean, definitely. Sorry. I was going to say the same thing. Definitely of the last year, I thought it was like one of the best.
It had everything. And like, it's just Wes's goodbye was amazing. I mean, like really thought out, like well thought out. It was great. I think that, yeah, I see the show going on. They just need to make changes, like you said.
Yeah, I think so. Speaking of that, who else from the challenge, Trishelle, should we get on the traitors?
I think Beth would be great because she has such a personality, and she's like very sneaky, and like her laugh, she has like this cackle, like a witch's laugh. And so like, that would be hilarious in the castle. Yeah, I think she'd be really good. I'm trying to think like who else girl wise, like I think, you know, Coral's like pretty iconic. But I feel like Anissa would be really good because, like, she's well-known. You need to find people that kind of translate enough to, like, the broad audience and not just the challenge audience. And that's kind of, like, hard to do. But, yeah, I think Anissa could do it. I think more people would probably know, like, her, Coral, Beth. I think, yeah, out of everyone.
Yeah, those make sense. Okay. I'm like,
who are the guys? I'm just trying to think guy wise, like who else could.
I mean, who's on the Mount Rushmore? Obviously, Bananas, Wes, CT, we already had.
I'm just trying to think of people who have done shows other than The Challenge. Like, if you did a show for like any other network other than The Challenge, like that would give you a little bit more legs to stand on to do something on streaming, I think. I don't know.
That's a good point.
But maybe The Miz, you know what? He would be hilarious.
I mean, we did have Nikki Garcia. She was a wrestler too. Maybe he just, you know, he doesn't have to say he's from the real world. I don't know if he claim the real world still or what?
I don't know. I don't know if he does, but he would be really funny. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Veronica, I think that she's like a good person for it. Yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of hard to think about that. Like, what do you think?
No, I think Veronica, Coral, those are names. Like you said, like, would people know them? I think eventually we're going to get to the point where they are going to have to pick a little less known people, because obviously they're hitting the big people first.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know what? Mark Long. People know who he is. Mark. He did like a cooking show. He did another thing. Like, and I think what it is like, I don't like follow the challenges or anything like that anymore. And like, I don't know like who all the new people are really. And so like, for me, I'm just kind of like really like out of it. I stopped watching when they started to bring people from like the other shows in. I'm just like, it's not the same. Like, I'm not interested in any of you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Mark would be good. Who else? I don't know.
I was trying to think who from like All Stars essentially, because those are the people that like were sort of the OGs. Was there anything?
Yeah, exactly. Like, see Beth. Oh, Tech. People know Tech. He's a good person.
These are friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he would be great. They have options to put. They would have to put two, I think, on the next season though. It's just too hard with just one.
Yeah, I thought that was a little, not unfair, but it wasn't great.
Ugh, I would love a Veronica Coral. Can you imagine? That'd be so good.
I'm down for that. I think we should do
that.
I think that'd be fun. Oh, God. Okay, so you would do an All-Star season is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. I just absolutely loved it. I got so comfortable in that castle. I would, like, know where everything is. I mean, I just loved it. Just, like, totally like my vibe too. I like Scotland. I'd been there a few times, so I just thought it was really fun. And also I like the game. I think that is like very much my type of game. When I was like in my 20s, I used to play Werewolf a lot, and which is very similar to this game. And so with a lot of poker players, I would play that game. And also I love reading people. I also enjoy the round tables. I like the banishments, like very exciting for people to just say face to face. I like the uncomfortableness of saying someone's name to their face.
Yeah. I do feel like this is also more of your skill. Like, you are, this is like your skill set, even more so than The Challenge. I feel like this is like your thing.
The Challenge is not my thing, like at all. I'm, you know, and you know what? I haven't done, I got second place in one. I've only done four challenges, but I just don't like it. I don't like living with a bunch of people. I'm too bougie for the challenges. I am way too bougie. When they were telling me the conditions in the last one, I think it was Vietnam or whatever, I was like, ha, no.
Like basically, bunk beds.
It was like bunk beds, like basically a porta potty. I was like, no, I can't. I would never. They don't even fly you first class. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, yeah, I'm not going to take that long of a flight. It's just too much.
Yeah. I heard they treat you pretty well in terms of the traitors filming and all
Gosh. I mean, it was like it was amazing. I mean, you were very well taken care of. You had, you know, if you had an issue, you had someone coming to talk to you about it. It was wonderful. That's fine. Honestly, I could probably do All Stars again, but not that I could ever.
That's fair. I would like to see you again. But I get it. It's doesn't seem fun, especially like I'm in my late 30s. I would never want to be like sleeping like in bunk beds and like having to live with 30 people. That would
No, I don't think so. But you know what? All Stars, I say bring back All Stars original format, like what we had, people drinking at the pool and talking crap about other people. That is where I thrive. And like the gossipy, you know, fun cocktail moments. Like, I mean, that's what people care about anyway. They don't care about like exploding trucks and like throwing a ball into a water in a hoop. Like, no one cares. I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe people do. I just feel like I don't really want to watch that stuff. I want to see people like really interacting and personalities.
Yeah, I agree. I no hate, because I know there's a lot of people that love the challenge, but you know, when back in the day, it was like such silly challenges. It was like dress this person up in a costume and do these silly things. And now it's been so focused on physical that like the same sort of archetypes win. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I will never in my life forget the beauty of seeing Cyrus in a chicken soup with like bird seeds in his mouth, like trying to spit it into like this little cylinder. It's just the crazy camp of it all. Like, just the whole thing was so fun and silly. And I like that. And now it's just like fake fights on Twitter and like all this other crap. And I'm just like, you guys are so obvious. It's just not even fun to watch.
Okay. So if you do go back to the traders, would you play differently? I guess if you're a faithful, or do you have interest in being a trader? Or do you like being kind of the faithful who goes to the end and wins?
I wouldn't say no if I were a trader. And I think the only good thing about being a trader, or the best thing, is that you don't have to worry about 50% of it is like getting murdered. And that must feel so good, because I was sweating every freaking night that I would go to sleep, being like, I would hear like someone walking outside of my door. And I was so scared that I would get like a note slid under it or something. Like, I don't know. Cause at the time I didn't know that they would leave you the note in the chair. And so I thought that they gave it to you underneath your door, and no one could ever tell me any different, because when you're murdered, you just go home. So like in my mind, it was so different. So I would want to be a traitor just for that fact, so I could sleep well at night, because I did not sleep well.
Yeah. Well, it worked out, Trishelle, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Any other reality TV shows you would say yes to?
Oh my God. Like, whoever you can get the word out, I want to do Deal or No Deal Island. I would be so good at that show. I'm like a statistics person. That is my game. Deal or No Deal is so my game. So I just feel like I would be so good on that show. And, is Parvati still on it? Is she?
Yeah, she's still on it. She's there. It's her and Dr. Will and David from Survivor, or Australian Survivor. It's the three of them. So yeah, they're still there.
Wow. I mean, I always find it interesting how people just don't immediately get rid of the gamers. It's like, hello, they're going to beat you in the end, most likely. But if I was just like a normal person who watched a lot of television, I would be like, Dr. Wilt, nope. Parvati, nope.
Exactly. It is, the game mechanics are interesting. It's like you have to throw them. Oh, I guess you could get rid of someone if you win against the banker. That would be a good point to get rid of a gamer.
But
if you throw them in against the banker, like if someone threw you in, you probably statistically would beat them, because you know what you're doing. I mean, there's luck involved too, right? In that show. So,
but I think I would do well on that show. I really do.
I can see it.
I really would love doing it. That for sure I would love to do. I'm trying to think what else. Like competition wise, there's like another, isn't there like another show that people are in a castle? Like that's a new show that's coming out. Like that they're,
Not the Destination X one. I don't, there's so many now that they're doing.
Like another one, but anything that's like what I just did, like in a castle and sleeping comfortably.
Not getting dirty.
Oh, actually, I'm fine with getting dirty. I did the bugs. Like, I did all that stuff. I'm okay with it. Do I love it? No, but I'm okay with it. I would love to do Big Brother. I think I would
Trishelle. Be good. Well, I interviewed Sari like 2 years ago, and she said the same thing. And then she ended up being on Big Brother. And so maybe we should put that on the universe.
I love Sari. I'm such a huge fan. I think she's like the best, but I would absolutely love to do Big Brother. I think I would do well at that too. And I think that a lot of it is just like not getting so stir crazy, being like locked in a house and being around these people and kind of like not letting your mind spin and spiral. And I think I'm good at that. Like, okay. I think that would be okay. And like the less people that, like the more people that would leave, I would get like less people in my bedroom. So I would be like really cozy and happy. And like, I'm fine. Like couch, snacks, like sitting down, like it, all the challenges look super easy. Backyard games, like sign me up.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get crazy in there, like locked away for 3 months with some of the, like, I don't know. I get so annoyed.
Also, my husband's a pilot, so he's gone like 50% of my life. So like I'm used to people leave. Like I'm fine. Like I wouldn't even miss home.
Oh my God.
I didn't miss home at all during the traders. They would be like, do you want your 10-minute a week phone call to call your husband? I'm like, well, I guess. Like I was dialed in so much that I just did not think about anything else. I was so focused.
That's what I appreciate about you, Trishelle. Like you are playing the game. You are not someone who gives up. And so I want to see you on Big Brother now. We got to make this happen.
I would love it.
Well, cool. Anything else, I guess? So you're enjoying Traders this season. As a winner, are you excited to see who sort of comes after you in the winning?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I just hope that they recruit soon because I think that I'm like worried for Danielle and Carolyn. I'm like, I watch and I stress for them. But yeah, it's just funny that sometimes you kind of like root for the traitors, like a little bit. I'm really dialed into this season. I can't wait for next episode. Like, yeah. And I didn't expect it. I thought that I would be kind of like poo-pooing it a little bit because I had just came off of it, but nope, it's great.
Love to hear it. Well, Trishelle, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. It's been so fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.